Now, an interesting report by EY talking about global merger and acquisition activity, which they say is expected to strengthen next year. Very interesting there to look at the big ones there, the US and UK being really attractive destinations in terms of investment, as well as technology in terms of investors reallocating their portfolios to include a lot of technology. I spoke earlier with Quinton Hobbs, who's a partner at EY. So when I was going through the summary of the report, I found it very interesting that the US and the UK are the top merger and acquisition destinations, and specifically the UK, given what we're seeing in terms of Brexit. So what is so attractive about that destination?
Yes, I think corporates in those markets have used M&A as an intrinsic part of their growth strategy, and for them to enter new markets, as well as a big trend is being using M&A to enable digitalization. This is a burning platform for them. We see similar trends here, but largely driven by that in those two big markets.
And do see, you've just mentioned it now, that a lot of the reallocation of capital is into technology. But what are some of the other areas of interest?
Yes, we're certainly seeing access to new markets as a major driver of M&A. So entering, whether it's new countries, new territories, new areas, and really targeting new customer segments that companies have until now not addressed is a major driver of M&A. And then, as you mentioned, the whole digital agenda is huge for corporates. And using M&A as an ability to leapfrog their competitors into new channels to markets.
Yeah, I mean, how is the appetite, if at all, been affected by talks of global growth slowdown, the trade wars and other geopolitical events? Has that changed the appetite to be engaging in mergers and acquisitions at all?
Absolutely. I think you've highlighted a lot of the things that corporates in our survey, when we've done this, have said are real constraints to them doing M&A. So we've seen things like short-term market stability, the availability of funding for deals, and just a view on equity valuations being inflated in some areas has been some of the areas highlighted in our survey around things that are factors impacting M&A activity.
And then it's important to talk about the appetite for South Africa, you know, with the investment drives that we are messaging to the rest of the world. What would you say is the appetite for South Africa? Are local businesses optimistic at all?
Yes. So, in fact, when we compare our survey results, 56% of South African corporates are intending to do M&A in the next 12 months. That's very similar to the global average. So certainly M&A is in South Africa is aligned with global trends. I think what we have seen, though, is a need for stability and an investment environment that's conducive as being an absolute fundamental for a lot of these that's come out of our survey. So certainly the investment drive by our government is part of the solution, and certainly we need more around other aspects that will encourage and unlock corporate balance sheets to be spending again.
Yeah, and I mean, when they are embarking on these merger and acquisition drives, these companies, are they using borrowed money or have they allocated capex to fund these? Because one would assume that given the current economic environment, a lot of the businesses don't have a lot of capex to spend on different investment opportunities.
Yeah, so it's a mixed bag. I think certainly credit availability is a factor that's been highlighted in our survey that's constrained M&A. But certainly a lot of the corporates are sitting on large cash pools in the balance sheet and already waiting for the right investment opportunity. So there's certainly funds available. And as you say, internally generated funds has in this environment become a major source for funding M&A.
I thought it was also very interesting that the US is right there at the top, as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation with the UK. I would have thought there might have been greater appetite for an economy like China. Are there any trends to suggest any growth that we'll be seeing in the next few years or the like?
Well, a lot of these U.S. M&A activities will be U.S. corporates outside of the U.S. So certainly, as you've seen, the global trade tensions we have at the moment has caused a lot of corporates to relook at their supply chain and seeing where they buying, where they're selling, and M&A is a solution for that. That in this new world that we're entering into, with the previous trade rules being questioned, corporates are responding with purchasing businesses in other markets, whereas previously they could service those centrally. I think you've seen the trade wars having a knock-on impact on the way that corporates allocate capital across the globe.
And then just a final thought from you. I mean, you mentioned it very briefly in the beginning of our conversation, just the fears around the trade wars that have been culminating over the last few months. That has not caused companies globally to put aside their plans to expand via mergers and acquisitions.
No, that's right. I mean, I think we've seen a different type of M&A emerging from that. So whereas previously we'd seen M&A largely to as a growth strategy, we're seeing a change now that it's sometimes more increasingly being used as a defensive strategy to protect existing markets, etc. So certainly we live in interesting times, and the M&A environment is being impacted on a daily basis by a lot of the geopolitical aspects. But I think as EY, one of the things that has come up in this capital confidence barometer is that whether the economic headwinds are there or not, they're often there's very good business rationale for doing mergers and acquisitions. And certainly the digital agenda around transforming companies is top of that list.
Right. Thank you for your time there, Quinton Hobbs, partner at EY. Very interesting insights there. Thank you.